All right, Seth Joyner with us, typically on Mondays, but Seth with us here on this Friday after an Eagles game. Let's also get to the window to the weekend, the guided door and window to the weekend as we look ahead to the weekend that will be. Buy a window or door and get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. All right, getting you set for the weekend, well, obviously some Sixers and Flyers. We'll see what Joel has. If he plays, the whole deal, all that nonsense. But one of the biggest things is just going to be sit back on Sunday and enjoy the football games where, the Eagles are in a good spot. So, John, with that, let's get to our picks for this week. And we'll keep it on the short side, obviously, because we got a lot to squeeze in here in the final half hour. I'm just going to give you my three picks. I'll rattle right through them. I'll keep my commentary
very short.
So
don't even play the open, the music.
Don't even play the open.
Okay, I like this.
Oh, and by the way, let me tell you where we're at. John's now in the lead after he went 2-1 last week and I went 1-2. John is 17-13. I am 16-14, so both above 500, but John's slightly better and good for him. Not going to last long. Here's what I got. Packers minus 5.5 at Chicago. I think Chicago will finish below 500 and are somewhat of a sinking ship. I got the Jets minus 3.5 home versus the Colts. Certainly the Jets have already sunk, but I think they're better than the Colts and should win this game. If they don't, it's the last time I'm ever going to pick them. And then I've got San Francisco minus 6.5 versus Seattle. Look, we all have our eye on Detroit, as we should, but I think we should also have our eye on San Fran. You know, McCaffrey just got back, and I think that's a team likely still to be reckoned with. John, give me your three picks.
I'm going to take the opposite of you. Colts with Anthony Richardson starting that game. He's the starter for the rest of the year. I think they band together behind him, and he makes plays. Colts 3.5, plus 3.5. I like the line, too. Yep. And the Jets are awful, just really bad this year. I'm going to take the Bills minus 2.5. I think they're going to hand the Chiefs their first loss of the season this week. And the Chiefs just aren't good enough to be undefeated. The Bills, they are. But they're not undefeated. They will beat the Chiefs. Houston going to Dallas. Houston's mad. They lost an opportunity last week after picking Jared Goff. We've talked about it a lot. Picking Jared Goff off five times, yet still losing the game. Now they get to play Dallas, and they're going to beat up on Dallas. Houston is a good team. C.J. Stroud is going to make up for throwing a couple picks last week himself. I think they'll blow the Cowboys out.
All right, those are our picks. Enjoy the weekend, and obviously we'll be talking all about it on Monday, and also we'll get into the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing in just a moment. Seth Joyner with us as well. Let's go to Matt. He's calling from Glen Mills. Matt, good morning.
Hey, Joe. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Good, pal. All good.
Hey, listen, I would love to talk about the Eagles with you, but nothing makes me happier after an Eagles loss than an all-time bozo move by the Hammer. On a day where he can't beat the Hammer.
What'd I do?
On a day where he can't beat the Hammer becomes the Nail.
Okay.
I got to love it. So you said Gerald is a man or a woman's name, right?
Correct.
You got to circle back.
Well, Geraldine. Geraldine was the implication, but yeah.
It is strange that Gerald
is the woman's
name.
I had the same thought.
John corrected you, and you said, no, Gerald. No, Gerald is strictly a man's name, and you weren't named after a nun. You're named after a saint, Joe. The nuns take their own name, and then they pick a saint.
Well, correct. I know that Gerald. As well. I'm aware of that. Yes.
Oh, please.
Oh.
That's why my aunt.
That was her saint
didn't
name.
Seem like you were aware of it. When
well,
you talked
yeah, my
about
Aunt Judy is Aunt Judy, but she's Sister Diane Marie. You know, that's how it works.
All right. Well,
you're not teaching me anything I don't know, Matt. Come on, man. I'm a savant.
So you just delivered it poorly earlier.
I guess so. I mean, I was trying to get to the porn portion.
Everybody was kind of flummoxed. Gerald is a female name. We were all like, what?
Matt, you got to admit, the porn reality related to the nun scenario was quite outrageous.
That was something. That is for sure.
All right,
good call, buddy. Good stuff. Hey, Seth, let's get to the Sirianni thing. So a couple weeks ago, you were very down on him. 98% of people were down on him. Where do you net out right now on Sirianni? It's been a good bounce back for the team. Where do you net out on Nick as the coach?
Coaching, in my opinion, is it's important. But I think in some instances and sometimes, we can overvalue coaches. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Players play for their teammates, and they play for themselves. So this theory that players play for coaches, I don't really buy into that. I've never went into a game like, man, you know, I'm really going to lay it on the line for coach here. Doesn't work that way. You know, that's just a nice narrative that
even
we throw.
Buddy, even, you know, even Buddy, you didn't feel even, that?
When
even.
You're a kid.
I mean, it never enters your mind. Yeah, when you're a kid.
When you're a little kid, yeah.
John, because you're influenced by, you know, a coach when you're a little kid. Like, I've coached little kids. I've coached, you know, up to 14-year-olds. And, yeah, they want to do everything. They want to please the hell out of you.
Yeah.
But when you become a pro, you're playing for the guys that's next to you because of the relationship that you have with them. You're playing for yourself and your own selfish reasons.
Your family.
You know, you're playing for, you know, the money that you're going to make. It's not in your mind that we're playing for coach. You know, you're going out to try to get it done. And the observation that the team is playing better because of Nick Sirianni, when you're 8-2 and things are going well and you're making proper decisions, you know, it's gonna have a different tone to it. Now, I give him a lot of credit last night because he read the situation properly. Even though Jake missed those field goals, he made the right play. Instead of going for it on fourth down, he realized that, hey, you know what? Every point is valuable. We're playing against a team this averaging 20-something points a game, 377 yards, but our defense is stomping a mud hole in them, and they can't do anything right now. So there's no reason, you know, to take risks in a situation like that. Now, if the game is on the line, if you're in a situation with an offense that's scoring every possession, you feel the need to keep up because, you know, if you get down by two touchdowns, you're not going to be able to catch up, then I understand the aggression. But when you're playing and your defense is just smacking, you know, the opponent at every turn and the game is still within one score, there's no reason to be overly aggressive. So I give him credit for being able to, you know, and there was a time when they scored that first touchdown, you could tell by the look on his face, Joe, he wanted to go for two.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Gary right now. He's calling from New Jersey. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, Giants fans, how's Saquon? He's washed, huh?
You know, Gary, it's astounding. I actually considered Joe Shane for the game ball today. But, you know.
Did you hear the fans chanting, thank you, Giants,
I heard
on the Amazon telecast?
Oh, no, so it didn't make it through to me on the TV.
Oh, okay.
But I did hear people reference it.
Pretty funny.
It's just amazing how an offensive line makes a running back look great. Wow.
Yeah, and Gary, here's the only thing. The only thing I'll say in Joe Shane's defense on the Saquon thing, they probably wouldn't go anywhere with him this year anyway because it would have been like all the other years. No line, no quarterback, no nothing. So I can understand not paying a running back when you're not going to win anyway. The crime for them was not putting anything around him for six seasons. That's astounding.
Right. Yeah, you know what, Joe? Maybe. But you can't tell me. I tweeted last night. I'm like, how sick are the Giants watching Saquon
do
what he's doing?
And
that might have been the case. But the owner sat there in that meeting.
Well, they look worse because of that. Yeah.
Well, come on, then you got to.
I'm just saying, if he's there, maybe they're 500. You know, like they're not. They weren't going to contend for a Super Bowl. They still don't have a quarterback.
I hear you.
You know.
Yeah, but it's just like the Sixers letting go. You know, the big guy. Like you just.
The big guy, Moses or Wilt? Which one?
No, Wilt.
They traded both of them. I don't know which big guy they got rid of. You're not talking about when they traded Sean Bradley for Derek Coleman, right?
If they let go of Embiid, it'd be.
Oh, okay, that big guy.
When can we do that?
Sean Bradley was.
I got something to ask John, but the defense, man, it's so nice. Every time you see a tackle, there's two or three more jerseys around them just waiting.
Yeah, how about that? Gang tackling. Man, that's what wins games. I love that. Flow to the ball.
When Slay made that tackle, Cooper DeJean was just waiting. Like he was, if he missed them, that guy was getting clocked.
Yeah, no, look, they're gang tackling right now. And Gary, good call, man. You know, Seth, that was one of the hallmarks. I mean, you guys had so much going on late 80s, early 90s, but gang tackling is certainly something I remember. I mean, if it wasn't one guy, it was six guys. And this team has rallied.
Seth, did you guys do pursuit drills when you were playing?
Absolutely.
And how did you feel about doing pursuit drills in practice?
Absolutely hated it. but I tell you what it did was it always put you in position to turn and run to the football. You know, like if you were away from the play, you had a target on the other sideline where you was aiming to make sure that you took the proper angle. I mean, I absolutely hated it. The only time where the pursuit drill, you know, kind of did me in. I can remember the first time we played against Barry Sanders. So I come in Wednesday morning, and my position coach, he was like, "Listen, if they run the ball away from you," he said, "don't even pursue the ball. Just stay there because the likelihood of him coming back is pretty high."
Oh,
like clockwork, the second damn series of the game, they toss weak. Okay. And it's like in your head. The coaches are like, you know, run to the ball. Here, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I turn and I take my pursuit angle. And sure enough, as I'm looking out of my left eye, here he comes, right back to where I was. I'm like, damn.
And
that's classic, man.
So bad feeling.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, let's all go on the record here for tonight's fight. I don't have any plans as of now to watch it, but I'd like to. I'd like to, you know, carve out some time tonight. I guess pay-per-view, James?
So what are you doing? Are you asking for someone to invite you over?
Is it really on Netflix, Devin?
First, yeah. I'm asking, how do I watch it?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, then I'm fine. Okay.
Yeah, it's not. I don't believe it's pay-per-view.
Oh, that works for me.
That is
awesome. I'm in. All right.
I'll say.
I like that.
I wasn't going to pay for it.
Carving out time from whatever I do on a Friday night that I keep very quiet, you know, because I'm a mystery man. All right, Devin, who wins tonight's fight? Jake Paul or Mike Tyson, who you may be too young to have ever seen actually fight?
I don't think I've ever seen Mike Tyson, like, live. Like, I know who he is, of course, but, like, in a live fight. But wow. I'm taking Mike Tyson here because Jake Paul is a little...
Seth, is Tyson going to come in with the clanking chains thing? I don't know if you remember. There was a stretch
that
in
was
his...
all time.
He would come in. It wasn't even music. It was just this murmur and clanking chains.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. All right, Seth, who wins the fight tonight?
You know, it's been quite some time since, you know, Tyson had a fight, but that dude's a professional fighter. You know, Jake Paul has never fought a professional fighter. And I get it. You know, he's 50-something years old. But that guy's wired different. And he hasn't been put in this situation in a long time. When he steps into that ring, that little switch in his head's going to go off. And, you know, he's going to smother Jake Paul. He's not going to allow Jake Paul to stand back and box. He's going to smother him and hit him with a couple of body blows. This fight ain't going to last long, man. You kidding me?
All right. Yeah. Ray, what do you got?
Did you see him the other day? He knocked his trainer out with the full gear and everything on. He hit the guy, and the guy just, like, crumbled.
I think Seth is kind of on the right track here. I saw somebody once challenge a semi-pro boxer to a fight, and they were younger. Knocked him on his ass.
Wow.
So I'm gonna go Tyson.
Are you making it a clean sweep so far, James? Tyson as well?
I'm not, actually. I want Mike Tyson to win. I'll be rooting for Mike Tyson. Like, I think there's a reason Jake Paul's a over minus 200 favorite. Like, he's 31 years younger. 31.
But that's what's so messed up about it.
And he has fought real fighters, for what it's worth. He fought Tyson Fury's brother, who's like a solid fighter, and he beat him. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if Tyson won, but if you're asking me who I think's going to win, I think Jake Paul's going to win.
All right, so here's my – I'm going to give you an official prediction in a moment, but I'm going to give you a sub prediction. 3 rounds or under, Tyson wins. 4 rounds or more, Jake Paul.
Yeah, I think he wins in a decision.
This is a conditioning matter if Jake Paul can avoid an early knockout by Mike Tyson. I'm going to go with Tyson and give him the early knockout, but I will say this, what I really don't want to say. About 35 years ago, after Dr. J and Kareem retired, they played maybe 3 or 4 years later in a basketball game, one-on-one, and it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. They were both horrendous. They were probably in their mid-40s, and it was tough to watch. I hope it's not that tonight.
Yeah.
I hope it's not that. Yeah. John,
they get to punch each other in the face. It's not going to be
But they
that.
Might get really tired after 6
They
weeks.
Will get very
By
tired.
By we, you mean
yeah.
Tyson.
By Mike, yeah. Mike.
Might become a sparring match, and that would suck, you know, if they're just kind of jabbing each other.
Like when Ali fought the wrestler. I don't know if you guys know the story. Muhammad Ali fought a wrestler in the 70s, and the wrestler stayed on his back the whole time. Muhammad Ali stood the whole time, and the guy just kicked Muhammad Ali's legs the whole fight. Mm-hmm. It was horrendous.
Guys, I'm trying to tell you, man. Have any of you guys ever met Mike Tyson before?
Oh, the floor is yours. Let's go, Seth. Let's go.
I've been in the guy's presence, man. I'm telling you, he's a different animal. I've been around a lot of like high profile professional athletes on every level. That guy is different.
Yeah.
And this monster that's been locked up inside of him for the last two decades.
Yeah. I think you're about to unleash
that on a guy who's been disrespectful.
Seth, can we get a
you? Has been disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Seth, I want a you, Tyson, Barkley story. Three of you ever hang out?
Me? Who, say it again?
You, Tyson, and Barkley. Ever hang out at the same time?
No, that wouldn't happen. Charles too scared to hang out with Tyson.
All right, John, how do you think people voted on the poll?
That's awesome. Jeez. I think Seth just won job of the week.
Maybe. 78% Tyson.
73 Mike Tyson.
Wow.
So we'll say, enjoy it tonight. It's either going to be fun or a disaster. And with that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. By the way, Seltzer, for next week, or for 11 days from now, when Seth is next with us on a Monday, reminder, James, tell me to tee up Seth stories of hanging with famous people.
No doubt.
Because he's given us a Jordan story that was great, a Tyson perspective that's great. I know he's hung with Tiger, and I think there's more to tap into. We'll get to that. All right, let's do what we do. Let's hit it with timeshares.
Jalen Hurts sucks tonight. That throw wasn't anywhere close. It almost looks like he's suffering from maybe a concussion from getting hit a couple times. I don't know, but he better clean this up or this.
Jeez. All right, so we just had to hit what is called the dump button to have a major F-bomb not make the air. Let's just say the caller wasn't.
I dumped it.
He wasn't happy with Jalen Hurts. We'll put it that way.
Hey, listen, we ain't that far from F-bombs and everything else being dropped. They're dropping right. Everything else on ESPN.
You ain't wrong.
Pat McAfee, like, you might as well just let it
exactly.
Flow.
Exactly.
Why are we trying to be smarter than what we need to be? Run the freaking ball! Sirianni, get out of the way! Run the ball! Quit trying to be pass happy! This is the worst rush defenses out there! Run the freaking ball!
Well, they did.
Moments later.
Yeah, baby! I'm glad you heard me! Run the ball!
I think it was about 40 times. Whatever it was a lot.
In just one game, I experienced three quarters of frustration from the offense, three quarters of excitement from the defense, and four quarters of hating the ref. But in the end, just like Joe, I suddenly need an inhaler now. And the Birds fall back for the win! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Devin and I both getting shrapnel on that one. That was a double whammy.
Everyone's nailing the Devin to start. It's a trend.
This is to all those WIP folks who would rather have Jaden Daniels as their quarterback than our guy Jalen Hurts. I'm talking to you, Joe DeCamera. The guy just wins. Give him the credit he deserves.
Look, he deserves some credit last night, but way down the list on why they won. They won so much more because of the defense and Saquon. So much more. And Jaden Daniels, who I do think will certainly have a better future and maybe better right now, was horrendous. Horrendous last night.
I dedicate this call to Devin. Yee! Now some advice. Go with more of a baritone, a low tenor. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. You have to do it on air and redeem yourself.
All right, we'll put her on the spot. With that, let's shut down Time's Yours and make Devin uncomfortable.
The Time's Yours line.
Yes.
Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
That's a lot of pressure.
215-23.
You're making me do this
Seth,
in a public place?
The request just came in for the deeper voice. And, Seth, you're the king of the deeper voice. So, Seth, can you give Devin a little pep talk and maybe even instruction of how to get deeper and have Devin crank this thing up?
It's biologically not viable, man.
Thank you.
Why are you asking her to do something?
Because I want to embarrass her.
No, that little thing, she was probably having a sip of water and kind of got, you know, the water mixed in between the windpipe and the esophagus.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey.
Thank you, Seth.
A lot of excuses
Thank
being
you,
made
Is
here.
This going to be Freddy Cat time, Devin? Is that it? You just...
We're in the middle of a casino. You want me to alarm these nice people?
I mean, I do that every Friday on Pizza
be
Hammer.
Cool.
You know, I mean,
You have no shame, though, Joe.
That's very
true. Well, I'll do it if you guys join me.
I'll join you.
Fine. In honor of the 8-2
okay.
Eagles.
All right.
8-2 Eagles. Right. Here we go.
Ready?
E!
A!
G!
L!
E!
S!
Eagles! 8-2 Eagles! Super Bowl bound! Well, maybe. We'll see.
That was a horrible honestly, this is better than that was.
Hey, Seth, all jokes aside, my man,
that was so bad.
Have a great birthday weekend, Seth. Seriously, man, you've been
birthday,
a phenomenal part of our show and an incredible Eagle. And I'll leave you with this daunting thought. You're about to start your seventh decade on Earth.
Wow.
That's dark.
Hey, you know what they say.
But you're an example of why people are going to start getting to 100, because you ain't done anytime soon.
Man, I don't plan on checking out of here until well into my, 10th decade.
There you go.
Well in.
Hey, Seth, have a great weekend. Again, happy birthday to Kendra, Seth's wife. And everyone, have a wonderful weekend. Joe and Hugh are up next.